Hey, I had a really great time. I would love to do that again. So, give me a call back. You never did call me to let me know you got in safely. So, I was just checking on you. All right, call me back. Okay, I'm very confused. We went out, we had a good time. At least I thought we had a good time, and now you dodging me. You're not answering my calls. That's real crazy to me. Call me back. Call me back.
Call me back.
I
Yeah,
was
Weston,
like,
you need me some money. And I was like,
you
"Dimple,
know he owed if he Weston Union did.
girl, right? So I'm gonna send it to Western
Hello and welcome to the Save the Day Show
Union."
podcast. This is the Healthy Dating Preservation podcast for millennials and anyone else who may possibly need it. As usual, we're your hosts, Imani.
And Candace, get it together, Imani.
Girl, don't tell me to get it together after you say ridiculous things.
Listen, I'll never forget. I had to walk to that Western Union on Washington. Hey, send me some money to Western Union.
God, that is so funny. That's perfect for the topic that we have today. First of all, let's say hey to our listeners. We've been gone. We take a hiatus after the new year and we've been gone for a minute. But how appropriate of us to be back for Valentine's weekend. AKA Candace's birthday.
Yes, lit. I'm about to be 30, and I don't know, for some reason in my head it's really like that 13 going on 30 movie. I'm gonna be 30 and thriving, 30 and thriving, 30 and
Yes,
thriving.
say
Like
it,
30 gonna
manifest
come,
that.
and all of a sudden I'm just about to pop off. I'm gonna just be a whole new person
I said the same
Sunday
thing,
morning.
and guess what happened? Pandemic. And I was in a
I know
crib
that's
for
a
the
lot,
rest of my
bringing that
life.
guess up too much.
I'm so mad. But we're gonna
At least
wish.
we went out the country for your 29th, though.
I
So I
did.
feel like
I did.
we wrapped that up well.
We did that. Oh, I went out of, well, I went out of town not for my 30th birthday, but right after I turned 30, I went to Nigeria.
Oh, yeah. See, boom. There you go.
So that was fun.
I definitely
I
got
have
some
no
makeup
complaints.
travel to do.
Yeah, I don't have no complaints. And we're gonna pray for better for your 30th year so that you can have some more success
Thank
and more excitement, more location, some fun, and we can hopefully get rid of this daggone pandemic. I'm
girl,
tired.
and some love. Well, I don't want to fall in love, but like single candy, like single candy is back. I am about to have a ball, okay?
You said
Like
add some love. Well, I don't
love.
want
I don't really want to fall in
to
love,
fall
but listen,
in love,
single candy is back. Especially, I gotta sew in. Like this is like Atlanta Candace. I am going
on,
to have fun
sew in
in a
single
30.
Candace.
Sew in single Candace. Say that 10 times.
I am supportive, okay? We out here in these streets.
Yes, they done gave me back to the streets. It's
It's
on.
lit in the streets. I be trying to tell y'all. We've been having fun
Like
out here in
that. I
these
don't know why y'all
streets.
be acting like it's a bad thing.
I'm the girl, listen, having a ball.
Girl, the ball will be had this year, okay?
Even though people have been trying to tell me I'm not actually in the streets, I am.
That's debatable.
I am. I'm on the sidewalk.
You're
I'm walking next to the
on a
street.
porch.
I'm in the, no, I'm not on the porch.
You're on a
I'm
porch.
in the bike lane with y'all. I'm just not like all the way in the street.
Nah, you got on a porch.
I'm not on the porch, Candace. Come on now. Give
I'm
me a
here on a
little bit
porch.
more. I can play farther than the porch. I'm in the yard at least.
Nah, okay. You're like on the last step of the porch. Like you could get popped if you step on the
Don't
sidewalk.
like that. I don't like that at all. I'm cutting
That's
this
right
out of
where it's at.
the
No,
episode. Anyway, let's.
you ain't cutting this out the way you be leaving in my cuss words. I'd be like, dang, I really thought she was gonna bleep that. And it
Well,
just slides
it's
straight on
funnier
through.
when it's not bleeped. Anyway, hey y'all, we back and we're back with another topic. Today's topic,
Or do you want me to do the pickup line first?
oh, just kidding. Yes, go ahead.
Okay. What I was gonna do, but I think that's the one I'm gonna do
I'm
now.
so ready. I'm already cheesing.
Okay. Did you put a snicker in your Valentine's because you satisfied me?
Wait, what? Did you put a Snicker
Snicker
in your
in your
Valentine?
Valentine's
I feel like
because you
Valentine is a
satisfied me.
replacement word for something else.
Probably. Okay, and then this one is actually really cute. You know what's on the menu for Valentine's Day?
You.
Me and you.
Oh, that's so precious.
It's cute. I feel like you gotta do that in text messaging. You really be cute.
Yeah, that's also nasty. You all that y'all nasty with these pickup lines, child.
That's what I'm saying. It don't always be me writing it myself. I ain't but so creative.
Well, we are back, and it is Valentine's weekend, and we're gonna talk about money.
Money.
Money. Yup. Mm-hmm. How much does love cost? We have talked about budget dating and stuff like that before, but so what sparked this was, and some of you who follow us on Instagram, you all knew this, but I was part of a date auction recently. I was an MC. I was not one of the auctionees. Is that auctionee? A person being auctioned?
You weren't one of the auction items. Let's say that. Ooh. You weren't up for auction.
I was not. Up for auction, I was not. I was there making sure the people had a great time. But, you know, what does it look like to pay a lot of money for someone to go on a date with you? And is the cost, is very expensive shows of displays, I guess, of interest, are those attractive to you? And honestly, I found way more than I expected to find on this topic. Candace, how much does a date with you cost? And I'm asking because that's something that somebody asked me at the auction.
I would have never known how to answer that.
I said, baby, if I'm getting up on the auction block, we starting to bid in that.
Oh, we're talking stack. About if they was,
no,
if they
I don't
was
know.
Bidding on me.
No, just how much does a date with you cost?
Oh, I don't know, because now that, you know, you got me on the slave ship, I feel like I need to be worth the money. I'm pretty much a cheap date. But if you're going to have me standing on a box.
That's not funny. Oh, my God. I feel so bad for that.
I'm sorry. It's Black History Month. It
is. You going to hell. I'm not going with you.
I'll take it back.
The ancestors coming to haunt you tonight.
The ancestors is coming to hide y'all up there actually not black people in Black history.
But to other black people. So it was the yes, we keeping the money in the community.
Whatever. Anyway.
I don't know.
I feel like my time is the biggest cost for me. So like that can be very expensive, but from an effort standpoint, more than a dollar amount, I would say. Like, I do feel like it does cost to get my attention, but probably more of your effort and your follow-up than the money that you spend. However, sis has never turned down a nice date, so please don't come ask me to go to Burger King. Because, for one, the Whopper messes with my stomach. But for two, you know, time. So I want it to be nice. I want it to have effort behind it, but I don't think I have like a dollar amount on it. But again, if you put me on the box,
honestly,
that'd be a hefty bag.
I'm not gonna lie to you. I couldn't think of a dollar amount because my personality would not allow me to go on a date with someone who would pay to take me on a date that you're also gonna pay for. Like, right. Paying
me. I don't want anybody to pay for me as a possession.
Even if that's you're paying me, like if you're paying me to go on a date, I'm basically an escort, which honestly, I don't care how this sounds either. It might not be that bad to be.
I was gonna say, I'm totally.
If someone is not expecting sex in exchange for money, if you just want me to show up as arm candy to your company function, I could get pretty.
Again, my time is expensive. So if. I can't put a price on how much a date would cost for me.
Yeah.
But would I say that I feel like it depends on your approach. Like, you can't walk up on me like, and I'll get into it later about the whole can I have you thing, like what it costs for me to be with you type of thing. But I don't know if being a girl, when I was in college, I probably should have thought about it.
Okay, because
I was so broke.
Girl, but yeah, I don't know how much a date with me, like the date with me, like someone paying me to go on a date with me sounds weird and I would not find you attractive. There's nothing past that encounter that would allow me to consider you as an actual partner. And I'm not sorry for that. It's just not something that I'm interested in. However, if I were an escort,
that you're some kind of weirdo.
Yeah, if I was going to be an escort and I don't have to be interested in you and you don't care if I'm interested, you just want me to come to something with you. I don't know. Email me. Let's crunch numbers.
Right. if you feel like your payment means that you're entitled to my attraction to you, that's
okay. Okay, and we're gonna get to entitlement in a minute. So first, I knew that when we got to this, we were gonna get on the topic of why overwhelmingly, men throw around money when it comes to being attractive to suitors. To whether it's the opposite sex or the same sex, really, men have more of a tendency to throw around their financial stability than women do, and that is still prevalent today. Although there are a lot of women making quite a bit of money, they are less likely to use that as a way to attract a suitor, like a man or whatever.
Yeah. Except for them cougars, baby, because listen.
And sugar mamas. But they sugar mamas and sugar daddies have a specific role, and they want to play that role, and that's period. But we just talking about regular people looking for relationships. And so I knew that I was gonna find some of this kind of information. So on MarketWatch.com, I found this article that says why men more than women feel the need to flaunt their success and paychecks. I'll summarize and say that the reason why they say women don't do it is because women, in the surveys that they've done, their ideal on feeling wealthy or feeling financially stable was the feeling. Like, it's not a dollar amount. It's not a desire to appear as if they are. They just want to make sure that they are and feel that way. And they don't have any obligation to prove that to anybody. Men, on the other hand, do not have that same thing because of the traditional, you know, it's still ingrained in us as a society that the traditional role of a man is a provider. So,
and the dollar is attached to their value for them. Like,
exactly. So what they said in the article was, regarding men showing success, I feel like it's modern man's way of demonstrating that he's a good provider to prospective mates. Mm-hmm. Think peacocking. And the world at large that often judges men on what they can produce, explains Erica Martinez, a psychologist at Envision Wellness. Women wanting to live without debt and comfortably speaks to their desire for stability, being the gender that births and raises children, which requires safety and stability. Some of this, of course, may be linked to the fact that many women don't have the luxury of flaunting an enviable job or material wealth. Despite the fact that women hold more than half of all professional level jobs, they represent only 25% of executive and senior level officials and manager, 20% of board seats and 6% of CEOs, according to the Center for American Progress. So on top of men's desire to feel and appear to be great providers for their families, as, you know, mammals be doing, and not even just mammals, lots of animals do this. I have to prove to you that I'm a suitable partner, and my role in this partnership would be to make sure that you're safe, make sure that our kids are safe and stable. So let me show you how much money I'm able to produce, or how
right. And even honestly, it's not even if the goal is for me to produce or do that for you, it's just to show you that I have the ability to do it, period. Yes. To take care of someone.
Yes. And this article did not discuss this, and I can't find the one that I read that did, but also this is less for the attention of women sometimes and more for the attention of women, so that the attention of women brings them more respect for men.
Yep.
So it's like an endless cycle of men wanting to appear alpha over all the other men. So if I can show that I can provide a stable home for a woman, or if I can be flashy and attractive to women, that will attract other men to how powerful I am, which I'm not gonna play that game with y'all, but you know, it is what it is. So but the other part of that is what they said, women are most likely to flaunt all these things because we don't have the same access as men do. And if you are a woman of color, you definitely don't. So it's, you know, men have these positions, men have this money, men have, you know, all of these things. They can flaunt it, they can show it. We have similar things, but not the same things. and our priorities are in a different place. We're thinking of stability for our children, not stability for someone outside of that. Like, we're not trying to attract someone into what we have going on by what we can provide, because the only people we're thinking of taking care of is ourselves and our kids and our families. And that is, when we say these things, we're speaking in terms of general psychology. We're not speaking in terms of one-to-one person. If this ain't how you be thinking about it, that's good for you. But generally, scientific research proves that this, on a basic level, this is how we think about things. but contrary to popular belief, these days, this psychology website, SciPost.org, says that women perceive men who flaunt their wealth as unsuitable long-time partners.
Yep.
And so it's a double-edged sword, which also does, to me, point back to the fact that a lot of this is for the attention of other men, because a lot of a lot of women who are looking to be married are not concerned with how flashy you are. They are concerned with how financially stable you are, but they don't care that anyone sees it. They just want to know. It says, compared to women, men have a greater tendency to conspicuously display their wealth. This is consistent with their typical role as providers and thought to be a way for them to advertise their intentions about a relationship. Across cultures, a woman's preference for a certain partner at a specific time reflects the type of partnership she is considering. Physical qualities are more important when she has a brief fling in mind, while a man's wealth is more influential when she is deciding on a suitable life partner who can provide for her children. The study investigated how a man's display of wealth is interpreted by others. Two groups of undergraduate students completed anonymous online surveys. The participants then rated each character, blah, blah, blah. The results of the survey were that male and female participants both rated the man with the flashy car as being more interested in a brief sexual relationship. And he scored higher marks for the effort he made towards securing a mate, but received low marks for how much he was willing to invest in as a potential life partner. So flashy men are perceived as
temporary.
Well, lacking substance, because he still marked high in the effort towards securing a mate, but for the long.
Right. But that's why I was saying temporary. Cause I feel like, you know, you don't see that. Like it's hard to imagine that somebody, and even then, there has to be somebody that you're also into, but it's really hard to see something long-term with somebody that's so flashy, because it's like, they're kind of in the moment. Like, I don't know how responsible you are if this is what is most important.
You also can't guarantee that they're going to stop being flashy once they are settled in with you, which means they're always going to be seeking attention, which is not suitable for a long-term monogamous partner. So that's one thing to also consider in why this, you know, some of the psychology behind it. But that does contrast the notion that men's display of their wealth is what is going to attract them a suitable partner. Which I don't even believe they believe that anymore. Because the conversation about gold digging, Lord Jesus, the men without no gold.
My gosh.
We'll scream and holler about a gold digger all day.
Like, you are trying to take that little $2 that they rubbed together. Like, boy, calm down. But that's what kills me. It's the flashier men that are always concerned about somebody coming to take their money, because that's the only thing that they see that they have value in anyways. And a lot of them, if we being real, don't really be getting no play, and they doing all that. Benefited them to get them nowhere anyways.
Hold on. You cut out. Sorry. You're going to have to say that again.
Birth control. God bless. I need to make sure I take that. but I said a lot of them don't even be getting no play for real after they doing all that flashy stuff. So I feel like that's why they always trying to have a conversation about a gold digger, because some of them, they ain't never had no money in the first place. They don't know how long they're going to have their money. That's why they want to talk about somebody going after them for that. But that's also, it's kind of like when you finally get to be a part of something for the first time, and that ends up being a whole thing that defines everything about you. And like, yeah. I feel like that's why it'd be so lame to me. Like, if all you got to talk about is your money, and you that pressed about somebody like using you for that, knowing that that is the only thing you have to attract them to you in the first place, like, you're a cornball.
You're corny. You're very corny. And so shoot, I lost my train of thought that quick. Oh, I was gonna say, so what do you think about, because I think there's a difference between flashy men and men who just have it and pay for things.
I totally agree that there's a difference.
I think the motive is different. I think it looks different.
I agree.
Because, but certain people would consider those the same thing. Like, oh, if he's doing all of this and buying all that and doing this and it's expensive, whoop, he's obviously throwing it around and flat. And it's not always that.
Sometimes it's literally just their lifestyle, and you could tell by how consistent that they are about it. And typically it's just like, this is just how I live, so I don't have anything else to show you. Where some people, they just press. And when I talk about people being pressed, I also would like to include the fake humbles in that too.
Oh God, yes. And I will also say that for women, the ones who are considered quote unquote high maintenance by all the men who are so worried about being gold diggers, a lot of those women are the same as what you just said. Like, they have a consistent life that they upkeep. Mm-hmm. They're not going to not do that to fall in love.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they don't have any interest in
someone who cannot
not
keep up.
Yeah. It, whether it's doing that for them or doing it with them, they don't have any desire to put those things to the side to date someone who is, and I don't like to say date down or whatever, but to date someone who feels a way about
them.
Yeah,
like most of the people who say that, I'm like, the people who assume or call women gold diggers, whatever the case may be, trust me when I say she's not dating anybody of your caliber. She's not dating.
And there are, so, I mean, there are. There are, but
you
a lot of
have
us are
no access
not
to her. The ones who be crying about that, I'm like, y'all be talking about gold diggers and that blow my mind because y'all can't even afford the gold diggers. Like, y'all be talking about people
never look
who would not even look your way. And I'm like, what are you saying? You would never have access to this lady. Why do you even care if she taking some dude money? She is too expensive for you. Let's talk about that. So that be killing me because I'm just like, yeah. I do not disagree that there are not gold diggers. I promise you, the men that they digging on do not care. They got some. They know that they what their girl there for. They can
exactly
afford that,
and they're gonna provide her for whatever it is she wants to do. And a lot of the times, you know, the women who are gold diggers, they have a system.
They be transactional.
They look a certain way because they want you to. The men that they are after are the men who want to do the thing that they the things that they want men to do. They are not trying to convince you to spend all your money on them. Those are not gold diggers, because a gold digger does not have to.
Maybe gold diggers houses be paid.
She's going
for
after the
like,
man.
What?
Yeah, she's going after the man who wants a trophy wife who all she does is sit up and be pretty and follow him to things and. You know, and they're fine with that role. They want the man that is going to spend the money to make sure that she looks pretty all
exactly
the time. And that all she has to do is sit back, relax, and accompany him. That is a gold digger. That is her role. She's fine with that. And the man that she is looking for is not the man that's going to complain about doing it for her. So you have nothing to worry about, sir. Like, nothing at all.
If you got took, it was probably because you was just lame. It had nothing to do with the gold digger.
Oh, see. So, okay. So, again, as we're on gold diggers, when we talk about attracting people with money, that does come sometimes with senses of entitlement, sometimes from the person spending the money, sometimes from the person receiving the money. And that was some other stuff that I found a lot of. I actually think I closed the tab with this article on it, and I don't feel like looking for it again. But it was basically talking about how, you know, when someone spends a lot of money on you routinely, or even not even routinely, because I've done a youth group exercise with some boys ages like 13 to 17. They were even under the impression that when you take someone on a date, if it's expensive enough, she owes you sex. And they didn't want to say it quite that way because it sounds creepy, but that's just the expectation. Of course, we're having sex. And I'm like, no, you're having sex if she consents to sex, no matter what the cost of the date is. And they were just looking at me like, oh, okay. So that, I mean, and that could be entitlement to your body. That could be entitlement to your time. It could be entitlement to, I don't know, being on your social medias. If I'm spending a certain amount of money, like, you not about to just post my elbow, like, you know, type of thing. And then on the receiving side, if you lead with, expensive this, expensive that, as your attracting factor, that person is going to grow to expect it. So now when you think they're supposed to just be okay with you not doing that, or you don't have it, and they're looking at you like, what you mean you don't have it? You kind of led them to believe that this was the life that they were signing up for.
And I will say, I do think that some people approach that incorrectly. I think sometimes, and I can only speak for a female perspective, sometimes women need to work smarter and not harder. If you end up getting around somebody that you feel like is like willing to like do and take for you, please stop acting like your light bill wouldn't do before you met that man.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. Like, and then be getting offended.
And asking for it is hustling backwards. And to be asking for it. The point is to find somebody who's gonna offer.
Backwards. If you have to send a message, if you have to keep hunting, hinting that you down bad and all that stuff, my girl, this is not the guy that's gonna do
that's
it.
That's not the one you was looking for. No, I promise you,
it's not. And I promise you, if he do it, he gonna block you after, because he was not signing up for that type of exit. Like,
and that goes the same for if you're a man and you're thinking that taking somebody on an expensive date is what's gonna get you sex. You're hustling backwards. There's someone who's attracted to you that wants to have sex with you. Just go have sex with them. You don't have to do all the money and all of that. But, I mean, come on. Find somebody who is attracted to you, who wants to have sex with you, regardless of
what you do.
Whether you're buying this and paying for that and all of that. Now, that may also add to the romantic aspect. You do something nice for me, you know what I'm saying? Get the gears going a little bit. But
let me tell you something, but if I'm not interested in having sex, you gonna run that check up and be disappointed.
And be very disappointed, because I'm not gonna tell you to stop.
And I'm pretty sure in the beginning I was like, hey, this ain't what I want. And you just kept, okay, well.
And you insist. And I've been in that position before too. Like, I have said, you know that nothing is going to happen between us. Like, I'm not interested at all. And they're like, oh, you know, I'm just doing it because you solid. Whoop, whoop, whoop. And then they do it for so long, and then they like, I just feel like I've been doing this and that for you, and I don't get nothing in return. And I'm like, I told you you wasn't getting nothing in return. I said that. Like, I didn't tell you to keep doing it. Well, you shouldn't have been, and you shouldn't have been.
At
so,
what point
now
should
what?
I not have been? Because if I told you no, and you decided, because the same way y'all be saying, if I told you I ain't want no relationship, and then we start doing stuff, and you start liking me, and blah, blah, blah. Same thing. If I tell you I didn't want a relationship and you start liking me because you spending your money on me, you sound goofy. You need to control yourself.
It is what it
like,
is. Listen, it is what it is.
We just here for a good time. And that good time is limited. So spend your coin wisely. But yeah, I don't like
now, I'm gonna
aspect of it at all.
No, entitlement should not be a factor in any dating situation, because you're not entitled to anything.
No.
Especially if you casually dating somebody. Sweetheart, please.
Keep
take
your purse.
At this point.
You know, close your purse if that's what the results were.
Your pocket purse. But I'm going to close this section with Valentine's Day is either on this day that I drop this or it's coming up. And if you can't afford to drop a bag, do something thoughtful. Mm. Like, don't run your... Like, Valentine's Day, I think... Now, I'm not opposed to Valentine's Day celebrations, because I enjoy celebrating. And I enjoy celebrating people I care about. So I'm going to celebrate Valentine's Day. But it's not the kind of holiday where you just need to do the most financially. Like, do something nice for them. Spend time with them. Like, it's really not. Or if the person's love language is gifts, get them something thoughtful. Mm-hmm. Like, it doesn't have to be something that you can't afford or whatever the case may be. Don't go into debt on no Valentine's Day.
Right. And if it's
not that
honestly,
serious.
If you are doing it for a reaction and y'all not like that, Valentine's Day is probably not the day to do it. Let's just say that. Like, if you just want to do something
gonna be
for somebody, that's one thing. Thanks. If you are expecting something in return, you're going to get your feelings hurt. So, sit that
time.
Out.
That's embarrassing.
And then you want to hate Valentine's Day for the rest of your life because you... Okay. Y'all don't play with my birthday, okay? Listen, shine your coin and use it appropriately. If you don't really have no date and you're going to be in your feelings the next day when you don't got nobody because you spent all your money on a date that wasn't your real date, it's your fault. Learn from it.
Yeah. And we already told y'all episodes ago when we did a Valentine's episode. If you don't know if y'all exchanging gifts, just ask. Please. Please just ask. And let the gift itself be a surprise if you was trying to surprise. But surprising somebody with a gift and you don't know that they're going to get you one back or know that you even was feeling them like that, that's just...
I am very clear. All right. Hey, listen. If don't nothing else piss me off, it's going to be today. So you need to let me know right now so we can figure this out.
All right, well, that wraps up the dig in the seam portion that I, again, forgot to introduce, but that's it, and we can move on.
All right, well, we are moving to the Rescue Me segment. In the Rescue Me segment, this is the opportunity for our listeners to participate, also times for us to just share some dating stories from the past. If you would like to participate and write in and tell us about your dating experiences, or if you want to record yourself, you can email us at SaveTheDateSOS. Yeah. At gmail.com. So for this week, I found this story about this girl. Like, it's her parents' love story. So I figured that we would read that this week. So let me go to it. Okay, setting the scene. The Black community in Des Moines, Iowa, Lord, is very, very small. Back in the 80s, folks would host house parties in the basement of their homes. Someone will always be serving food you could buy, chicken wings, fried catfish, etc. You didn't necessarily have to stay and socialize if you just wanted something to eat. My mom was in her early 20s. She had just returned from college. My mom played college ball and was living with my grandma. Mom rolled through to get some food real quick when my dad spotted her. He was 7 years her senior. She wasn't intending to stay, but they chatted it up and exchanged numbers. After dating a bit, my dad would go on to ask my grandmother if my mom could move in with him. Unfortunately, my grandfather passed away in 1978 from a freak accident. Oh, that's sad. They took a road trip. They would road trip quite a bit. My dad used to be a traveling mechanic in the Midwest to Vegas. Got married. Nuh-uh. Grandma should have beat them. Got married at the famous Little White Chapel and have been together ever since. My parents are cute together. I love them so much. Aww. That just made me think of like those movies where they be showing like the Black people like playing the blues and dancing all around. You got random people in the neighborhood just walking in and out the house. That's what it made me think of. That's cute to find something like that.
So, I'm about to go elope.
The fact that they eloped on one of the work trips though is when my mama would have been on my top. Like, ma'am, what? You drove where?
And did, excuse me?
Right. Like, and whose chapel so I can call and tell them they need this and all tomorrow? But that was a cute story. I always like to hear stories about how people, parents met, especially like back in the day. Like my grandparents, back then it was normal, so whoever got your opinion, keep it to yourself. But my grandparents were 14 years apart. So it's so funny my papa had a whole life before he met my girl. I mean, got married before.
Clearly.
My mama had lived across the street from Marvin Gaye, everything, before he met my grandma. But anyway, so when he was in the military, then he moved to California and again got married, had a whole little family out there. Then he moved back home. My grandma grew up like going to school with his younger brother, so she looked like him, but she didn't remember my grandpa, of course, because he was older. And so they ended up meeting and dating, and that's the only person my grandma ever been with. Like, she met my grandpa when she was
She was like five.
She met my grandpa when she was like maybe 18 or 19. I think they got married when she was 20, and I've done the math. They, like, my mom was conceived on their wedding day because
That is too cute.
Ain't it? Like, I did the math. My grandparents got married on Christmas Day, and my mom is born in September.
That is hilarious. Right. So, please, God, do not let me conceive a child on my wedding day. But that is so cute.
We just got started.
Like, dang, can we get at least a year to ourselves?
So they were together up until my grandfather passed away. So this year would have been 52 years? Oh, no, I'm giving my mama some her age, babe. Let me think. No, yeah, she turned 50 last year. So this would have been 52 years for my grandparents of being married. So that's why I'm saying she literally was just with him her whole life because she was just becoming the woman. But you know,
a
back
spring
then,
chicken.
Right. But back then that was normal. Shoot. Yeah. Some people being 20 and not married yet probably seemed off, but so.
My parents met at FAMU. My mama is 4 years younger than my daddy, so he was finna graduate when she
stepping on the scene as a freshman and shutting it down, grabbing a senior.
Well, I don't think she was a freshman because my dad went to my dad went to community college first, and then went to FAM.
Okay.
So they weren't 4 years apart at FAM. I don't think. I don't remember the timeline, but I know that my mom told me that first of all she saw him and just decided that that was her husband, and then I don't know when she told him this, but that was what she had said, and so. I think their roommates, my mom's roommate and my dad's roommate, were dating and introduced them, and now all of them are married. So my mom and dad's college roommates are also married.
Oh, that is so cute.
Isn't that adorable? They are so precious. They're so still married today. All of them are.
I just don't understand, like, what? I'm about 30 and I don't got no man. And
girl,
people are snatching them up. Okay.
My they was willing to put up with a little bit more than I was.
After
too,
his softball game, he busted his hand wide open because he caught the ball in the air without a glove and busted his hand open. And at the time, my mom was managing the gas station. And he ran into the gas station to wash his hand because his hand is busted open. And he ends up seeing my mama while she was in there. And she was telling me the other day, I told her my legs are getting... My mama got legs, okay? And I told her my calf muscles were getting big. She was like, that's what pulled your daddy? I was like, what, was his head busted wide open? She's like, yeah, but he seen me working on a machine and lifting my leg.
And all of a sudden,
girl,
I was thinking about something else.
Right. It was a whole little love story. So they met there. And, like, even once they got married, like, they played on softball teams, like, the co-ed softball teams together and stuff. It was really cute.
Oh, my God. How cute. Playing sports together.
I know. I was like, I want to be. They used to, when I say they were cornballs, because my mom is a tomboy, like, kind of. She done grown out of it now. She's a little more feminine. I think that was me actually stop being a tomboy. Spit her. But they used to dress alike. It was so cute. I'll never forget. Like, they used to have like matching duckhead shirts and like Nike. And they was always in couple clothes. Like they was old and they were in their late 20s dressing like that.
That's so like, precious.
I was 50 years old with these matching outfits on.
I don't care. I already told Twitter, whoever my next boyfriend is, be prepared for matching outfits because we're going to have them.
I definitely know I'm doing that. The fact that
and it ain't going to be just matching PJs on Christmas. Right. It's going to be, oh, there's an event coming up. Great. Let's get these outfits coordinated.
The fact that I got in my last relationship, I was able to get somebody to put on the shirt that said, the shirt that said if lost return the babe and my shirt said babe. Understand me, that's the minimum going forward. If I can't buy them shirts, people need to know. Okay.
Yes,
I like
they
stuff
do.
Like that. It's cute. But okay, sorry y'all, we went off on a tangent. That is it for the Digging the Scene sex. What am I talking about? I need to go to bed.
It's not
Digging the Scene. That's not what it was. That was it for the Rescue Me segment. If you guys have any stories that you want to share, if you go out for Valentine's Day, you have an amazing time, or something crazy happens that you want to have it talk about it on the show, email us. Again, it is savethedaysos@gmail.com, or you can go to anchor.fm/savethedayshow, and you can record yourself there, and we'll put it straight into the show with your audio, and we can move on.
All right. So... Trend Watch is going to be short. I am just wanting to call attention to the fact that there are absolutely dating sites specifically for if you want to meet wealthy men. And I would like everyone to know.
Let me get my notepad.
Okay. So, I mean, there's enough of them that there are lists. Like, this is the 10 best dating sites for the wealthy, and like, girl, they are not, this is serious, and you have to be approved to get on these sites and stuff. Like, you have to apply and be approved to get on them, and some of them also require that you have money too. Like, you can't just be on there. Candace, I'm not about to play with you.
I'm like,
sound
listen,
like you're taking
okay.
notes.
Girl, look, I'm sitting here like, so if they require a headshot, I need to make sure I take some pictures and I still got this weave in, because I'm pretty sure the approval process is going to have something to do with long hair. Okay, continue.
Try to get my profile together. There's millionaire dating sites, and you get on there to meet millionaire singles. I have a theory that they're all over a certain age, but
on Millionaire Matchmaker, they used to be young. They just didn't have time to date.
Yeah, I feel like, I don't know, for some reason, wanting a matchmaking service and getting on the app just gives me different vibes. But you could be absolutely right. It could be some very young millionaires on here, especially due to the fact that it's not just something anybody can be on. Like, you have to be vetted before you get on it. I don't know if they require that you present bank statements or what. I have no idea.
Okay, I'm going to avoid those websites. The ones with the bank statements.
Be like, get her broke ass out of here.
Right.
Who let the broke people on the app?
Right. Who let the black people in here again? She's gonna run his credit up.
So these sites, okay, let me see some of the names. They don't really give you much detail on how you can get in there, because you really have to, some of them require that you be invited. Like, you can't just pop onto them.
I need to find me some Caucasian friends for this.
First of all, where did my list go?
Caucasian. This man is explaining how white people aren't Caucasian, and he keeps saying Caucasians.
I cannot. Okay, so Millionaire Match.
They are Anglo-Saxons. Sorry.
There's Millionaire Match. There's What's Your Price?
Yes!
Okay. Know that these men are being very upfront about what they're here for. Seeking, which is more of a sugar daddying site. Seeking Arrangements. Secret Benefits. Elite Singles. Sugar Daddy Meet. Established Men. And Luxy. So again, if you want to write those down and try your hand at getting invited to and or making a profile on these apps, go for it, is what I say. Get you a millionaire.
I'm on millionairematch.com right now. Let me just say, I don't think this is for the us's.
You know it ain't. You know it's not.
All the success.
Going to market to who they want to be on these apps, and they are not looking for black millionaires. I'm going to go ahead and tell you that right now.
They are the white.
But I don't know that black millionaires are looking for black millionaires. But that,
girl,
is a conversation for another day. No, I'm just kidding. I do feel like, not even I feel like, I'm going to find the numbers. Because, yes, we do date each other. I mean, everybody's going to date intra-racially. Because that's
somebody
what you're used
shared
to.
The numbers yesterday, like, of, like, black men after they are making, like, over six figures. And they gave the percentage of how many of them end up marrying a black woman. Really interesting. But I'll say this. Being there during like the time for Super Bowl, the women's of the other races, they know how to be around them young black boys when they about to get a deal. Okay, they be in the place. I don't know what kind of radar they have set off, but they be in there with their mamas. Like, I was like,
yes, their mamas,
girl. Okay,
they trying to get a
there
ticket.
Is a black. wealthysingles.net.
Look at that, and I didn't even find it. And that's how you know, first of all, that I wasn't anticipating that I would even find that, but also it did not come up in the best dating sites. What you say, black dot wealth?
Girl, I'm on here right now. It says I am a female. They got wealthy female or female. So let me just a female. I'm not a wealthy. Looking for a wealthy male. Called black.wealthysingles.net.
Hold on, black.wealthysingles.net.
But I feel like whoever this is trying to play in my face, because this picture of this weave that she has don't look like
Candace. Well. Right, I got to go, because as soon as you said that, I clicked on this. I'm wrapping up the trend. Watch that. That's it. No more. I don't want any more to do with this. We can move on.
Feeling out where I'm at. Where am I? I'm in.
Ken is not with you. We're moving on to lessons learned. I'm gonna go first because you are obviously tied up over there doing your profile, your dating profile. My lesson or takeaway from dating and money is that money can be an indicator of a lot of things. It really can. Having money, managing money is probably the most important thing, but it's never going to be an indication of your one, compatibility, and two, how they're going to treat you. And some people are very manipulative when it comes to who has more money than who in a relationship. So, you know, just make sure at the beginning and middle end of the day that you are really taking the person's character into account if that is what you are trying to do. If you are trying to be in a loving relationship, I'm not saying disregard money because I would never advise anyone to do that. But what I'm saying is don't let that take precedent over other very important things, especially if, you know, if you want to get married and you want a partner and raising children and all of that, and your partner who makes a lot of money thinks that them making a lot of money is raising the children, that's something you need to consider. Because a lot of people do things like that. I don't have to come home and do no child rearing. You should be able to do that because I make all the money. I'm providing for y'all, so that's all you need. So just make sure that you're considering all of those things in addition to somebody's financial stability. But if you're looking for a flashy good time, I'm also not going to deter you from that. Go have your fun, child. Next.
Yes. So my lesson learned is actually probably going to be deeper than I intended for it to be, but it is something that I really processed. I had somebody DM me and ask, could they have me? And I said, I can't be had. And their next question was, well, what is he doing? He don't even know how to feed you right. Something along the lines like saying that somebody don't know how to take care of me, but that I should still be able to be had by someone. And I said, I can't be had because I'm a person, not a possession.
Right.
And I think that is a lesson that I've just learned over time, but it's one to kind of share in this moment that, like, you really are here to experience people, not to possess them. Mm-hmm. And so when you start to feel entitled, I think that's because you start to look at it like a possession versus like, this is something for me to experience. And honestly, because of that, if we have that mindset, I think it'd be easier for us to let go of stuff when it's time for us to stop experiencing. Mm-hmm. Because that's what it was meant for anyway. So
that's what Nipsey
said.
That is
my lesson learned. Yes, it is. And so that is my lesson learned. And we are people, not possessions. So stop approaching things as if they are to be taken from something or somewhere.
Oh, else. My God. That is one of my biggest pet peeves, is considering that I could be taken from somebody. Boy, if I leave you, I made a conscious decision to do it. It wasn't somebody snatching me up off of your arm. Like, please. I have a brain and I used it and decided it was time for me to go to the next thing. But anyway,
and stop approaching people thinking like you supposed that you coming to rescue them from somebody, because
not even rescue to count, like to steal, to possess them instead of the other person. Like, what do I have to do to entice you to come over here or to take you from, like, no one has time.
No, I'm saying rescue because they really be thinking that they are the greener grass.
Okay, that's
but
true,
I'm not interested.
Yeah, I'm like, you and your grass can stay over there. I'm fine with this grass over here.
You let me come over there if you want to. That grass gonna be brown in 2 days. I'm not,
because I'm not watering.
Right.
All right, guys. Well, that wraps up this episode of the Save the Date Show podcast. We're so glad to be back with you guys. As you guys should know by now, but if you don't and you're a first time listener, this is a bi-weekly podcast, so you can catch us here again not next week but next week. And to have your story or questions included on the show, just email savethedatesos@gmail.com, or you can DM us on Instagram @savethedateshow, or you can get onto the Anchor app or go to anchor.fm, find us on there, Save the Date Show, and leave us a voice message, and we can include that in the show. You can also email us voice messages. We love including y'all's story times in your own voices on the show. So yeah, that's it. And if we don't have any more announcements, I'm...
Oh, no, but we do.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Again, my birthday is coming up. So just in case you need my Cash App, it is the same as my social media. It's very simple. I changed it to make it easy for everybody. Just put a dollar sign where the at symbol usually goes. Okay, Candace.
I don't know that's
okay,
right.
Okay, Candace. And I don't care about nobody saying that I'm begging because I'm giving
girl,
my
it is.
Folks
thank
want
you.
To treat me.
It is your birthday. Okay? It's a gift. If you don't want to give her a gift, hush your lips. She gonna get the gifts from the people who's willing to give them to her.
Period. And trust me, I don't need to beg. Just sometimes folks need the information. So if you know you want to buy me a drink, buy me. Cash App.
Period.
Because I don't give out my address, so the Cash App is the closest you get to anything when it comes to a gift from me. And that's it
on that. All right, guys. Thanks for listening. Bye. We'll catch y'all again next time.